AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Words of praise are coming from the White House and Capitol Hill after learning of the death of California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
We lost a giant in the Senate.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking on the Senate floor, followed by Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine.
I rise with great sadness today to honor my friend and our colleague, Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Feinstein died Thursday night at her home in Washington, D.C. at the age of 90. I'm Shelley Adler.
7,000 more auto workers are on strike at a Ford plant in Chicago and a GM plant in Michigan. Sean Fain is the president of the United Auto Workers.
Negotiations haven't broke down. We're still talking with all three companies. And I'm still very hopeful that we can reach a deal that reflects the incredible sacrifices and contributions our members have made over the last decade.
The union wants pay raises, but the automakers say they cannot afford it as they transition to electric vehicles. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's working to try to avert a government shutdown at midnight Saturday.
I'm putting a bill on the floor so government won't shut down. The Senate hasn't done any of that. The president hasn't engaged in anything.
The package cleared a procedural vote, but final passage later today is uncertain, testing whether McCarthy has the support he needs from his slim Republican majority. Police in Las Vegas have arrested a man in the deadly 1996 drive-by shooting of Tupac Shakur, a long-awaited break in a case that has frustrated investigators ever since the hip-hop icon was gunned down on the Las Vegas Strip. This is AP News. The small southern African nation of Eswatini is holding elections to decide the makeup of parliament as the very wealthy king remains in power.
Eswatini, wedged between South Africa and Mozambique, is the last absolute monarchy in Africa and one of the few remaining in the world. King Maswati III, who's 55, has been the monarch since 1986. Candidates for the House of Assembly, the lower house, and the Senate, the upper house, cannot belong to political parties, which were banned in 1973 and are nominated at a local level. Maswati has faced increased pro-democracy protests in recent years, but activists demanding reform were met by a harsh crackdown. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pilots for United Airlines ratified a new four-year contract their union says is worth more than $10 billion. Delta and American also have new pilot contracts. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.